In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is and shall be.
Today we celebrate the great feast of our Lord's entrance into the city of Jerusalem. We read in the Gospel text today how Christ was welcomed into the city. With palms in hand, with cries of Hosanna, he was greeted. And today, in a sense, we have the opportunity to do the same, because we likewise can welcome Christ into our midst, welcome Christ into our lives. Yes, we may have already encountered Christ. It's not as though this is the first encounter, but we need to encounter Christ continually in our lives. And today, on this feast, as we celebrate his entrance into Jerusalem, it can become a figurative new entrance of Christ into our midst and into our lives. All of the Lenten journey has been progressing to this point, to this day, to this encounter with Christ. Great Lent, as we know it, involves effort of pursuing Christ. And when we make that effort, Great Lent leads us to Christ. In fact, Great Lent officially ended on Friday. It came to its conclusion as we begin the events of Holy Week. Great Lent literally has led us to today, to today's event. And today we have the opportunity to greet Christ, who we have been journeying towards. He mystically comes to us into our midst. And as we greet Christ today, we do not do so empty-handed. We want to greet him with a fitting offering. We greet him with the offerings that we observe in the Gospel text today. We see as the crowds lined the streets of Jerusalem, and they greeted him with palms. So likewise, we greet Christ with palms of praise. And as we read about Mary, as Christ came into the household of Lazarus and Martha and Mary, Mary comes to him and greets Christ and pours out that fragrant perfume. So likewise, we can greet Christ with a fragrant offering, a fragrant ointment that we bring to him. So we greet Christ, but we greet Christ with offering in hand, ready to give him that offering. As the crowd who lined the streets of Jerusalem greeted Christ with palms, so we likewise greet Christ with those palms of praise. In the first century, palms were a sign of victory. And when a palm was waved, it was a celebration of that victory. And this event sometimes is referred to as Christ's triumphant entrance, because it's contrasted with Christ's journey into down the path to Golgotha itself. And today, we have the opportunity to take up palms as a sign of that victory. We take up palms as a celebration of Christ's triumphant entrance, because it's in these moments that we are remembering that Christ is the King of Kings, that Christ is the Lord of Lords, and we celebrate this reality, that Christ is indeed the heavenly King who has come to earth. Christ is the King of Glory who rules over all. He is our Lord, and so we greet him in a joyous celebration today. And we take those palms up as a sign of that celebration, as a sign of that victory, as a sign of our praise that we are giving to him. The King we honor and celebrate is the incarnate Lord. He is our God, and we rightly offer him our praise. He has conquered sin and death for us, and thus it is fitting and right that we should offer him our worship, our praise, our love, our devotion. It's appropriate to cry out with our voice, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We don't, however, offer him our praise in ignorance. The palms of our praise, unlike the palms that were taken up in the hands of those that lined the streets of Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, our palms are fashioned in the form of a cross. Today, the King of Glory enters the city to take up his throne, to ascend his throne. And what is his throne? His throne is the cross. His triumph, his victory is won through the cross. Our palms are much more than an empty gesture of a crowd who in a few days will turn against him and cry out, crucify him. Our palms are in the form of a cross, reminding us of our discipleship. The King of Glory enters the city, and we, as his disciples, have the opportunity to greet him. We celebrate his entrance into his week of passion, into his suffering. And as his faithful disciples, we gather today, celebrating his entrance, endeavoring to remain faithfully at his side as he enters into his passion. Rather than deserting him and leaving him to walk those streets alone, we endeavor to remain at his side and enter his passion with him. The disciplines of Great Lent have been training us and preparing us for these moments. Don't turn away today or shrink back from the opportunity to follow Christ into his passion on this day. Let us greet the King of glory, Christ our Lord, with palms of praise, but as faithful disciples, let us enter into his passion with him. Today we also have the opportunity to draw from another example from the gospel text, and that is the example of Mary, who came with that costly ointment of pure nard. She had that fragrant ointment, and she wiped his feet with her hair. And she did this as an offering of her love and her devotion. And in similar fashion today, we have the opportunity to offer the Lord a fragrant offering. Not a literal offering of perfume as she did. We offer something else that is a fragrant offering. The fragrant offering of our very lives. But still, nonetheless, though it is an offering of our lives, it is a sweet-smelling fragrance to the Lord. We offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, as the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 12. We give ourselves to the Lord in a sort of living martyrdom. We know what a martyr is. A martyr dies for the Lord. Well, in like manner, we come to the Lord and we live for the Lord. It's a living martyrdom. We offer ourselves continually to the Lord to be used of him, to give our life to glorify him, to serve him. And it is indeed a beautiful and fragrant offering when we offer our life to the Lord in this manner. And notice when Mary offered her fragrant ointment, it was met with criticism. Some accused her action of being a wasteful thing, but Christ did not accuse her of such. Christ received that offering from her hand. In fact, he rebuked those that were criticizing her, saying, "Leave her alone. Let her keep it for the day of my..." See, Christ received it as a gift, as Mary intended it to be, an offering from Mary's hand. He intended it as an offering of love and devotion. That is exactly how Christ received it. It's possible for that same kind of criticism to befall each one of us if we offer our lives to the Lord. The efforts and the labors of Great Lent can be time-consuming. Others may look on and say, "What a waste. Why do that? What's the point?" But we need to remember these are not wasted efforts that we offer to the Lord. They are a sweet-smelling offering to our Lord. And the Lord receives it from our hand as an offering from our hand. See, offering our lives to the Lord is never a wasted gesture. Offering our lives to the Lord is always a fragrant offering to him, a sweet-smelling aroma, speaking of our love and our devotion. There are some who may criticize this action as being wasteful because, after all, you could spend your time on so many different things and worshiping God or serving him. But we need to recognize this is our call. This is what we are created to do. And it is a precious gift to offer ourselves to our Lord, to the only one who is ultimately deserving of our life. Today we have that opportunity to greet our Lord in celebration of his entrance, in celebration of his victory. But let us not greet him with empty hands. Let us take up the offerings in our hands. As faithful disciples, let us take up those palms of praise and enter into his week of passion with him. And likewise, let us greet him with the fragrant offering of our lives, giving ourselves to him in love and devotion. With our offerings in hand, let us welcome Christ, the King of glory, crying out, "Hosanna in the highest."